Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mark Siebert's here, too. Mark is a franchise business consultant. He's been doing that now for a long time. He's the founder of the iFranchise Group. He's assisted dozens of Fortune 2000 companies and with their franchise startups. He's has had a number of other credentials and very much connected to helping people follow their dream. And he's the author of Franchise Your Business, The Guide to Employing the Fastest Growth Strategy Ever. Mark Siebert, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So you got some ideas on what you've written an article on what you call traits that would translate from the Oval Office to franchise office. So are you suggesting that some of the things President Obama learned in the Oval Office would make him a good franchisor? Is that what you're saying?
No, the other way around.
Oh.
What I want to see is I want to find
so then
a
are
good
you
franchisor
saying,
to be the president.
So then are you saying there's no hope for President Obama? Is that what you're saying? Maybe I'm okay. I didn't mean to take too much of a leap there. So you're saying that we need to elect a franchisor to president?
I'd love to. I mean, you know, the thing about franchisors is franchisors are in the job creation business.
Yeah, let's stop for a second. And folks, you've been listening to me for a long time on this show. We've talked about this a lot. But just to clarify, the franchisor, Mark, is the person who creates the idea of the franchise.
That's right. So
And then allows someone to be a... Go ahead.
Yeah, so if one of your listeners has a small business and they decide that they want to expand and they want to expand using other people's money, they come to a company like ours, they put together a franchise program, they go out and they market it across the United States to small business people who want to buy into their dream. So John Lenicio came to us 10 years ago from Massage Envy, and he said, I'd like to franchise this business across the United States. And we put together the program for him, and he sold 1,300 franchises now.
Wow.
He's since exited the business, but that's the franchisor.
Right, exactly. That is the start of the franchise to start with. And then the franchisee is the person who buys it from them and,
and
operates it in the local marketplace. All right, now, go ahead. Your idea about a franchisor for president.
Well, you know, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it really...
I like it. I don't think it's tongue-in-cheek at all. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Well, you know, the thing about franchising is franchisors, first of all, they're in the job creation business. Small business is what's been driving this economy for decades. And you look at the job growth in small business compared to job growth or job loss in large businesses, and you see that that's really what's been driving the economy. Today, franchising, you'd mentioned this in your intro, directly employs about 10 million people.
Wow.
And if you include sort of the job that serves the franchise industry, it's about 18 million total jobs. It's 14% of private sector payroll, $560 billion in payroll, which is about 11% of the total U.S. payroll. It's $1.5 trillion in revenues and 10% of the gross national product.
Wow.
So,
there you go, folks. That's the report I was hoping for.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's
and
that's from an idea that's 100% American.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It sure is.
So
when
you're
I talk about a franchisor, go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's right.
Yeah, when I talk about a franchisor for president, I'd love to see somebody who is really focused on job creation, and that's what franchisor is. I'd love to see someone run for president who's really focused on small business and helping small businesses succeed. I'd love to see, you know, one of the hallmarks of franchising is systemization and simplification. So, you know, you don't have to look any further than the tax code to realize that some things are a little bit too complex these days. And, you know, franchisors are known for simplifying things so that you can get things done in a very effective way. So there's a lot of business skills that I think that, you know, the U.S. government could certainly learn from franchise companies.
Well, they don't know much about Main Street. The government doesn't know politicians. Most politicians, now they're not all of them, because there are a few up there. I've met several of them who started out as small business owners. Their families were small business owners, but so many of them don't know anything about how, and many people in Washington, D.C. think the economy is Wall Street.
Yeah.
They think the economy is stocks and bonds and hedge funds. And
yeah,
that's not the economy. That's a product. That's a result of the economy. That's a product of the economy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that you know, it gets the big headlines, but
well, look at CNBC. When you watch CNBC, they call themselves First in Business, and they, you know, here's your this is your business channel. This is your or Fox Business. You know, this and it's all about stocks and bonds. That's not business. That's not real business. Real business is when you provide somebody with a product and a service that they can use, not something you trade back and forth. I'm not minimizing Wall Street, but that's a secondary, that comes after. That's a product of what happens out here on Main Street.
Yeah, you're right.
So a franchisor, I love what you say. Franchisors are leaders too, aren't they?
Yeah, a franchisor. Yeah, you know, it's an interesting job being a franchisor, because the way that you lead is through a contract as opposed to hiring and firing. So if I am creating the job myself, you know, I can hire somebody and fire them at will. But as a franchisor, I'm bringing together a coalition of folks that are independent contractors, or at least, you know, depending on whether you're listening to the National Labor Relations Board or not, are independent contractors. And I'm getting them to follow my systems based on persuasion, based on contracts, and based on showing them that that's the best way to run their business. As opposed to, so I'm bringing together diverse coalitions that have disparate interests, and getting them all to work in the same way.
That takes a lot of leadership skills to do that. Mark, I need your website, please.
My website is www.ifranchisegroup.com. I-F-R-A-N-C-H-I-S-E-G-R-O-U-P.
Check it out. The book is called Franchise Your Business. We're going to talk some more about the leadership traits of a franchisor, and we're going to run one of them for president real soon. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.